Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Today we're going to talk about how to get business, how to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN that is not linked to your social, and easily get business loans and credit lines. Thank you all for joining. If you all are on here live on the webinar, or you are viewing the recording on YouTube, or you might be listening on our podcast on Spotify. If you are looking on here from our YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe, like, and make a comment. Okay. Hello, I see y'all coming in the room. Okay, so let's get started. How to get business credit. How to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN that's not linked to your social and easily get business loans and credit lines. During this training, you'll discover how to build business credit that's linked, how to build credit that is linked to your EIN and not your social, that requires no personal guarantee or credit check, and how to get business loans and credit lines, even if you have personal credit issues, no collateral, or just starting your business. All right? Okay, so what we're gonna do now is we're gonna share the screen and we're gonna get started. How about that? Okay, here we go. Now you should be able to see my screen. And now we're going to make it a little bit better by doing this. All righty. How's that right there? All right. So once again, this training is called How to Get $250,000 in Business Credit for Your EIN that's not linked to your Social Security number and easily get business loans and credit lines. All righty. All righty. Here we go. Let me introduce myself. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. My company is called businesscreditbuilder.us, and you can surely take note of my contact information, which I will provide at the end of the webinar as well. The telephone number is 404-500-9687, and the email is noel@businesscreditbuilder.us. If you can see the screen, you'll notice that we have three buttons at the bottom. The first button is how you can get a free guide on how to build business credit. Okay, just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. If you want to talk to us about the services that we provide and how we can help you, which includes accounting, websites, building business credit, and getting access to funding, you would go to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Okay? Now, if you think you qualify for funding now, you would go to businesscreditbuilder.us/get funding. How about that? What we will cover today, how you can get business credit within 7 days or less that's linked to your EIN, not your social, even if you are a startup or have bad personal credit now. Then immediately start using it to get credit that you want and need from major sources like Target, Walmart, Staples, Lowe's, Visa, MasterCard, and way more than that. Okay? And how you can access loans and credit lines even as a startup, have credit challenges, or lack collateral. Okay? You think it can't be done? Let me show you. Okay. Most people fail trying to get money and grow their business. Most don't know that EIN credit can be built regardless of personal credit quality. Many apply for credit in the wrong order. Many entrepreneurs don't know that money is available based on business strengths, what I call the three C's of funding. okay, which is credit, collateral, and cash flow. So if you have all three of these C's, then you can possibly qualify for an SBA loan. Okay. If you have two of these C's, then you can possibly qualify for a term loan. If you have one of these, depending on which one that you do have, you can qualify for some money for sure. Now, let's say you don't have any of these three C's. Don't fret because you start with business credit, right? And as you build business credit, you get access to more and more funding, okay? But you got to strategize, okay? And I'm going to tell you some of the strategies, all right? Okay. What is business credit? Business credit is credit that is obtained in a business name. With business credit, the business builds its own credit profile and credit score for its EIN number. This credit is in the business name and based on the business's ability to pay, not the business owner's ability to pay. Okay? The business could qualify for revolving store credit cards like Staples, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Costco, and more. Why business credit is awesome? Make sure you check out my hashtag, which is business credit is real. Okay. Now, business credit has no effect on your personal credit. Okay. No personal guarantee is needed in order to build business credit. Business credit building is fast compared to personal credit, because with personal credit, there's five factors that affect your personal credit, and some of them you don't even have control of. Business credit can offset your current expenses. I'm going to tell you more about how to do that. Increase approval amounts with better rates and terms when you have business credit. No collateral, cash flow, or good credit is needed. Okay? Oops, did I miss one? Oh, and once you get business credit, you have access to loans and credit lines. Every successful business in America has business credit. This is how business is done. Okay? Now, what you are looking at now is a page that anybody can access for free. You would just go to the Experian website. And on the Experian website, there's a place to put your business name and address, and you can get information like this. This page is for Facebook Incorporated. They're in Menlo Park, California. And they have, and the piece that I want to bring to your attention is the number of trade lines. You see that? They have 40 trade lines, right? So let's go over what a trade line is, okay? This is what a trade line is. When you go to a company and they give you an account, a credit account, right? Now you can buy things on credit, which that means that you can buy an item. They give you an invoice and tell you when to pay it, right? So this is what happens, right? You buy an item. You have the item and they gave you an invoice. Now it's time to pay it. Right? This is what happens when you pay it. That company sends the business credit reporting agencies a report. This report says, XYZ company, they have an account with us. Their limit of spending with us is X amount of dollars, right? And they made a purchase. And they paid this purchase off in X amount of days. And they send that report to the business credit reporting agencies. The business credit reporting agencies take that information and put it on your business credit profile. Okay? That, ladies and gentlemen, is one trade line. Okay. All right. If you've got questions, put it in the chat. If you have questions and you're looking on YouTube, y'all can write questions in the comments and I'll get back with you. Okay. Here goes another page. This is for Microsoft Corporation. They're in Redmond, Washington. They got 131 trade lines. You peep that? Okay. And Walmart, they're like the king of business credit, right? So this is what Walmart does. Walmart will go to Bounty and say, Bounty, let me get a truckload of toilet paper. Now, the owner of Walmart don't go in his pocket to pay for this. He doesn't call accounting to cut a check, right? The truckload comes to the store. They put the toilet paper on the shelf. We go in and buy it. Then they take our money and pay the bill. Y'all know where I'm going, right? And they keep doing this over and over again, 513 times, right? This is how business is done, business to business, right? How we can help? Business Credit Builder. We show you how to make your business credible in the eyes of the lender. Our high-tech software helps you build your business credit to access high-limit store credit, business loans, and credit lines. We work with all legitimate types of funding programs that are available today, offering funding through hundreds of investors and lenders through a multitude of different funding programs. Yeah, yeah. Well, how do you build business credit? Let's go. Step one, right? Credibility and fundability, right? I use those terms interchangeably, right? And I want to say also that this step one is the most important step, okay? Now, the perception lenders, vendors, and creditors have of your business is critical to your ability to build a strong business credit. Before applying for business credit, the business must ensure it meets or exceeds all lender credibility standards. There are over 20 credibility points that are necessary for a business to have a strong, credible foundation. Okay, let's start with the business name, right? You're going to need all this stuff in order to build business credit. It is very important to use your exact business legal name. Your full business name should include any recorded DBAs, filings that you will be using. Ensure your business name is exactly the same on your corporation papers, licenses, and bank statements. Okay? When you get your business name from the Secretary of State, they will ask you to choose an entity type. You can build business credit with almost any corporate entity type. If you truly want to separate business credit from your personal credit, your business must be a separate legal entity, not a sole proprietorship or partnership. Unless you have a separate business entity, a corporation, or an LLC, which is called a limited liability corporation, you might be doing business, but you are not truly a business. You need to be a corporation or an LLC in order to separate your personal from business liability. Okay? Your EIN number. You definitely need an EIN number, and I'm not really going to talk that much about the EIN number, but I'm going to tell you two things that you need to know about the EIN number. One, you can't build business credit without your EIN number. And two, it's free. So don't go out there and start paying for an EIN number. All right? All right. That's what you need to know. Okay, now, business address. There are three options in selecting your business option, your business address. And here they are, 1, 2, and 3. In this order of priority, the first option is to have a real brick and mortar, a storefront, right? You definitely need a place that you can accept packages. But having a brick and mortar is not realistic in some instances. So another option is to have a virtual office address. Now, a lot of my clients get the virtual office address because they don't want to share their home address where they have their family and all that stuff with everybody that they're going to do business with. So that's why a lot of my clients get this virtual office address, right? Now, the third and the last resort is to use your home address. But I'm going to tell you, lenders and creditors do not perceive home-based businesses as being credible. But they do this on a case-by-case basis, right? So they're trying to see if this makes sense, right? Because of fraud and everything, they're just trying to see if this makes sense. So if you, let's say you're a hairdresser and you're doing hair from the house, right? That sounds realistic. That sounds reasonable to a lender or creditor. But let's say you are a trucking company and it don't seem realistic to have all your trucks at the house, right? Now, one thing to know is that your Dun & Bradstreet credit report, which they will be looking at, has a Google Maps picture of your business address. Okay, so that's just one good thing to know, that they're looking at the front of your business address door when they're trying to decide if this seems logical, right? Okay, so you must have a deliverable physical address. It cannot be a P.O. box. It cannot be a UPS address. Some lenders will not approve and fund unless this criteria is met. I usually get a lot of questions on this. So if you have a question and you're looking on YouTube, feel free to put it in the comments and I'll get back with you. Okay? At the virtual office, right? They give you an address, right? They give you different options, right? They'll give you just an address, and that's all you need for our purposes of building business credit, is just the address they can give you for as low as $50 a month. Okay. Now they also give you like the virtual office where they have an office for you. You go into your office and you can use their receptionist and it looks nice and professional. You get used to their break room and their meeting rooms and all that stuff, right? And so they get different services. But for our purposes, all you need is the address only for as low as $50 a month. Now, this is my go-to for virtual office addresses. Now, one thing I want to tell you about virtual office address, virtual office companies, a lot of them give the same address to hundreds of businesses. You don't want that. You need a unique address for your business, okay? And that's what DaVinci does. DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions. If you go to businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors, then you will be able to see the DaVinci logo, a telephone number to call, a person to ask for, and specific verbiage on how to order the right product for you. Okay? All right. Now, business phone. You must have a dedicated business phone number that is listed with the 411 National Directory Assistance under the business name. Lenders, vendors, creditors, and even insurance providers will verify that your business is listed. A toll-free number will give you a business credibility, but you must have a local number that's listed with the National 411 Directory Assistance, okay? Even if you're a single owner with a home-based business, a toll-free number provides the perception that you are an even bigger company. It's incredibly easy and inexpensive to set up a virtual local number and an 800 number, okay? But basically, this is how it goes, right? You definitely need that local number, right? But if you have an 800 number and a fax number, now you're looking more credible, okay? A cell phone number or a home number as your main business line could get you flagged as an unestablished business that is too high of a risk. Don't give a personal cell phone or a residential phone as the business phone number. You can forward a virtual number to your landline or your cell phone. Okay? Here's my go-tos to get that local number. Right? You can get a local number and get it listed from any one of these sources. Freedom Voice, Ring Central, Vonage, any one of these will do you good. But my go-to is Freedom Voice. Why? Because Freedom Voice will give you a local number for $9.95 a month, and they will list it for $3 a month. They will also give you a fax number and a 800 number for under $20 a month. That's the go-to, right? Ring Central and Vonage, they will start you at $25. So I already did the research to figure out which one is best, right? Freedom Voice, right? All right. Okay. A website. Business website and email. Lenders and creditors will deny you if you don't have a website, okay? You need to have a website that is like www.yourbusiness.com, all right? Spend the time and money necessary to ensure your website is professionally designed and works well. We want to make sure when they look at your website, it looks like, hey, they're doing some business over there, all right? So my company, which is MediaNet USA, we offer the Small Business Web Hosting Package, which is an all-inclusive package to get your website up and running and professional. You get all of this stuff here: domain registration, 12 months web hosting, web design, monthly updates, unlimited emails, expert customer support, internet consultation, okay? And you can schedule a free business credit consultation and schedule and find out more information about our websites, okay? All right, now, email. This is basic information right here, right? It's important to get a company email address for your business. It's not only professional, but greatly helps the chances of getting the thumbs up from a credit provider. Setting up a business email address is just too easy and inexpensive to neglect. And I'm not talking about your business name at Gmail. Never communicate with these lenders or creditors using a free email account. Okay? Always use your business email with the same URL as your business website, okay? Avoid using free email services like Yahoo and Hotmail. There's nothing worse than credit providers seeing an email like partychick@yahoo, right? this is basic stuff, right? So you know what to do. You use support@yourcompany.com or your name at yourcompany.com, okay? Business facts. Lenders perceive a credible business as one with a fax number. As a business, you will need a fax number to receive important documents. You will also need it to fax in some of your credit applications. You can set up an e-fax that goes directly to your email. Okay? Next step is making sure you got a bank account, right? So once you get your certificate from this Secretary of State, right, that when you registered your name, they send you a certificate. Once you got that certificate and you have your EIN number, that's when you run over and get your business bank account. The day you open your bank account is the day that lenders consider your business to have started. So if you incorporated your business 10 years ago, but you just opened the business bank account yesterday, then your business just started yesterday from the eyes of a lender, right? The longer your business banking history, the better your borrowing potential will be. Licensing. One of the most common mistakes when building credit for your company is non-matching business addresses on your business licenses. Even worse is not having the required licenses for your type of business to operate legally. You will need to contact the state, county, and city government offices to see if there are any required licenses and permits to operate your type of business. Okay, business listings. Take the time to verify that the main agencies, state, IRS, bank, the National 411 Directory, have your business listed the same way with your exact legal name. Also take time to ensure that every bill that you get, the power bill, phone bills, landlords, etc., has the business name listed correctly and comes to the business address. Now, for companies that are already in existence, I would do this. I would do a Google search for my business and make sure that any place where my business name comes up, it comes up with the same exact information, right? The address, the telephone number, the way that the business name is spelled needs all to be exact. This company called Yext, Y-E-X-T, they have a product called Data Cleansing. And this product will make sure that everything that's on the internet in your business name is all aligned with the correct information. Okay. Okay. Now, that was a lot of stuff, right? In setting, that was the first step, which is the most important step. If you have any questions, make sure, and you're looking on YouTube, make sure you can ask your question in the comments, okay? Or you can call me, schedule a consult if you got a question, right? Step two, business credit reports. Business credit reports are offered by Experian, Dun & Bradstreet, and Equifax. You will first want to get a copy of your business credit reports to see what is being reported. You can go to businesscreditbuilder.us/reports, and you will see these three logos for Equifax, Experian, and Dun & Bradstreet that are linked respectfully to the corresponding pages on their websites that you can put your business name and address in and find out if they have a report on your company already. Okay? Dun & Bradstreet. The DUNS number. Obtaining a DUNS number begins the process of building your business credit profile with them. Your DUNS number will also play an important role in enabling your business to borrow without a personal guarantor. All right? And one thing I want to add to that is that this DUNS number is absolutely free. Okay. You can also enroll in the DNBI self-monitor to monitor the credit during the business, the building process, which costs about $100 from $39 to $99 for the DNB self-monitoring, right? And what I want to tell you about these business credit, these business agencies, which are Equifax, Experian, and Dun & Bradstreet, is that they're in the business of co collecting information, repackaging it, and selling it. All right. That's what they do. So, how they can help us is to give us these reports, right? Now, they charge you about $100 a month to get these reports, okay? But when you do a business with my company, we have a deal that we can give you all three reports for $25 a month, so we save you a little bit of money, right? Let's continue. Experian. You can visit www.smartbusinessreports.com for a copy of your smart business report. That goes for $49 to $99 per month. For your smart business report, you can find out how many trade lines are reporting. See if you have a business credit score assigned. See if you have an active Experian business profile and check on recent inquiries. All right. Equifax, you can purchase a copy of your Equifax small business credit report at this website if you're looking up there, but you can go to the Equifax website and they'll get you one for $99 a month. But remember I said we can hook you up with the savings, $25 for all three, right? It typically takes more time to create a file with Equifax Small Business than Dun & Bradstreet and Experian. This is why it's important to apply with the credit providers who report to Equifax. Okay? Their report is $99 a month. Okay? Okay, so that's the step two, which is on the business credit reporting agencies. Okay. Now we're gonna actually do something. But I had to give you the pre-op, right? So we could get to this piece, right? You gotta understand something before we get to this piece. Now we're gonna do something that's not so easy. Okay. So now we're gonna actually build business credit, right? And what we're going to need to do is find companies that's going to give you credit when you have no credit. And they have to report to the business credit reporting agencies. Now, one thing, companies don't give out credit to companies that don't have credit. Just like in the consumer world, right? And on top of that, only 10% of all companies in the United States even report payments to their business credit reporting agencies. Okay, so that's why this one's pretty difficult to do, but I got you, right? So we're going to start with net 30 accounts, which means they're going to give you a little credit. And when they give you some credit, you'll buy something and you have to pay the full balance off in 30 days. Hence the term net 30. Okay, now there are other net terms like net 45, net 15, but the most common is the net 30. Okay. A business credit report can be started much the same as a consumer report commonly is, with small amounts of credit. The business can be approved for small credit amounts to help them build an initial credit profile. These types of initial accounts in the business world are commonly referred to as vendor credit or net 30 accounts. And some vendors will approve your company for net 30 payment terms upon verification of as little as an EIN number and a 411 listing. All right? It's very important to get their telephone number right? Okay. Real starter vendor accounts. Here are some vendors who will approve you for initial credit, even if you have none now. I always tell my clients, start with Maverick Office Supplies. Go to businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors, and you'll get a link to go right through my portal and get the homeboy hookup. Okay? Maverick Office Supplies. Another good one, and this one is new, JJ Gold, right? JJ Gold. They got some good Christmas stuff over there. Okay. Happy holidays to everyone. And the CEO Creative, right? There also is Grainger, the Pilot Flying J, and Uline. All of these are good starter vendors that'll give you credit when you have no credit. Okay. Always apply without using your social. Some vendors will request it, and some will even tell you on the phone they need to have it, but submit first without it. When your first three Nat30 accounts reports to your trade line to Dun and Bradstreet, the Dun system will automatically generate a pay desk score for your business. So the pay desk score is the score that creditors and lenders look at to determine your credit worthiness. Okay, the pay desk score, it goes from 1 to 100. A 70 pay desk score is lendable, but I get my clients to get to 80 pay desk score. You have to be above 80 pay desk score to be nice. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. Pay your Net30 accounts in full and on time. You must be patient and allow time for the vendor's reporting cycles to get in the reporting systems. It typically takes about 3 cycles of Net30 accounts, right? So it'll typically take you about 90 days, all right, to get these first starter vendors on your credit report. And that's the first goal, these starter vendors, to get them on your credit report. Okay. Vendor accounts. Some vendors will require an initial prepaid order before they can approve you for business terms. Okay. I say that because, like, a company like Uline, if you don't have no credit on your credit report, sometimes they will ask you to do some transactions first. So I don't want you to get discouraged when they ask you to do some transactions first. All right. The idea here is to get these trade lines on your business credit report. Okay. The start of vendors. This is the start to where we're going. Okay. You need to have at least 5 net 30-day pay accounts reporting. That's why I got this car. You see the car? The car got the number 5 on it. You see the smoke, but look at his face. His face is like, yo, I got credit and now we rolling. So now we're getting to step 4, where you want to be, revolving accounts. After 5 trade lines are established, using vendor accounts, obtaining revolving accounts is the next step. Revolving accounts are cards a business owner can use and not be required to pay the full balance owed each month. Deal? Most stores will not approve a business owner for business credit unless the owner has an established credit profile and score, just like in the consumer world. Vendor accounts must be used first to establish a profile and score. Then store credit can be obtained. Usually takes about 90 days or less to establish a score and profile with trade lines. Okay. Now, here goes some revolving accounts, right? Now it gets a little bit easier, right? Most major stores do offer business credit, including Home Depot, Lowe's, Office Depot, Staples, Best Buy, Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, Amazon, Dell, Apple, BP, Chevron, Racetrack, and many, many more. Okay? Revolving accounts. Store revolving credit must be obtained before the business owner starts getting Visa, MasterCard, American Express type cards. Okay? So, once you have 10 total accounts on the credit, an owner can then start applying for Visa, MasterCard, American Express credit. Approval amounts will be equivalent to the highest credit limit account on the business report. Try to have 10 accounts, with at least one of them having a high $10,000 limit. Okay? And how you do that is you get this revolving account. You get multiple revolving accounts, right? But you pick one of them and you use it more often. When they see that you're making on-time payments, then you call them and ask them to increase your limit. If they see you making on-time payments, they'll increase you, okay? And you keep doing that. Keep making on-time payments. Keep calling them to get them to increase your credit limits. It is essential to keep using the credit, keep applying for more, and talk with credit providers to raise credit limits. If you do this, business credit will keep growing until higher credit lines are obtained within 6 to 12 months. It usually takes you about 12 months to build business credit, okay? But everybody does this at a different pace because it's all about your administrativeness, right? Getting an account, making a purchase, making the payment. And then you got to track it to your business credit reports. Make sure that when you make that payment, that they send that report to the business credit reporting agencies correctly and timely. And that's what they don't do good, okay? They don't do that good. So that's why you have to get your business credit reports. So when you make these payments, you're checking to make sure your trade lines are getting added to your business credit profile. Okay. No skipping steps. 10 trade lines. High limit of 10,000. That's the goal. Cash business credit accounts will match the highest credit limits reported on your credit profile. You'll get access to MasterCards, Visa, American Express. You'll get access to loans and credit lines once you have 10 or more trade lines. The more trade lines you have, the better your company looks, because it's all about showing creditors and lenders that you can make on-time payments, okay? Now, I'm going to give you some alternative funding options. Okay, when the banks can't help, we can. Okay. Now, the first one is cash flow financing. Cash flow financing is the most popular type of alternative funding today. These are cash advances that look at bank account management for approval. If you have more than $3,000 in deposits, If you have more than $3,000 in deposits per month, you can get approved. Even if you're a 1099 worker and your deposits are going to your personal bank account, okay? This is the fastest and easiest money that you are going to find to secure money. Now, David Allen Capital is one of my funding partners. You can get funding from them straight from your phone. You just put a few information in, and they forward your application to the appropriate lending source, depending on the information that you put in. Let's say you make $3,000 a month. You put that $3,000 a month in, this is going to take you to Giggle Finance. than Google Finance. They're not going to do anything until you connect your bank account. Once you connect that bank account, now we're rolling. Okay. Now you're rolling and you can get funding in 10 minutes. Okay. For higher amounts of loans, it'd take a few more days, right? But them small loans you could get real quick, right? Collateral-based financing can be obtained if you have some type of viable collateral to offset what you are borrowing. Even as a startup with bad credit, you can still secure collateral financing if you have collateral. Rates are super low, much lower than with conventional SBA loans, as low as 2%. Okay. Some types of accessible collateral include accounts receivable and purchase orders. Accounts receivable is also known as factoring, right? So I got a client that has a freight company and they use factoring to finance their business, right? So the trucking company will have a truck deliver something and then they'll invoice for that delivery. So what the freight company would do is batch and sell their invoices and get paid in 24 hours. Well, most of the time they get paid in 30 days. Okay. Purchase orders, that's for companies that have government contracts, right? Like road pavers, right? You got a contract with some municipality or something like that, and you need a piece of equipment to do this, right? At the bank, they're not going to do nothing with you, right? But there are alternative lenders that will, okay? If you have stocks, bonds, or 401ks, you can get funding on that. Revenue lending, that's similar to cash flow lending, right? Inventory and equipment. If you have $100,000 in inventory and equipment, you can get a business loan. If you have equity in your home, you can get a business loan. And for insurance agents, they have what they call a book of business. That's a list of their clients. Insurance agents can get a loan just off of that information. Okay? Okay. Now, the credit line hybrid program. Now, this one is for people that got good personal credit. Remember, I said that if you have one of the three C's, let's say you have good personal credit and you're a brand new startup business. This is good for you. Unsecured credit financing can be a great way to get money for your business if you have good personal credit or know a guarantor that does. You can secure up to five times what your highest revolving credit limit is now, up to $150,000, and this closes in 3 weeks. You need a FICO score of 685 or a guarantor that does. Okay? So this is for people that got good personal credit. Okay? All right. Yeah. My camera went out. There we go. Here we go. All right. Now, for this credit line hybrid program, if you think you can qualify for that, go to businesscreditbuilder.us/getfunding. There is a video on there that tells you more details about how to qualify. Okay. So that's /getfunding. Okay. The rates are usually 0% up to 6 to 18 months. This is no doc funding, so even startups can qualify. Accounts report to the business credit reporting agencies. That is key. Okay. Other alternative financing. We have private money that is also available, but you need to have good tax returns. Venture capital and equity financing. That's like the Shark Tank guys, right? Where they give you money for your business, but they take some equity in your business. You already know about crowdfunding, and you can get specialized funding to buy equipment, signs, and vehicle wraps. Okay. Now, look at this. This is one of my clients, Christine. Christine got all of these approvals in 6 months. Not everybody can do this, right? Not everybody could do this. Okay? She was able to do this because her husband's a truck driver. She's a stay-at-home mom, right? And she got all these approvals in 6 months. Sprint 2000, Amazon 4500, Tractor Supply 5000, Exxon 5000, Fuel Man Fleet 6000, BJ7, BP8, Lowe's 10, Apple 12.5, Shell 15. Whew. See this list? This list is over 250,000. Look at PNC. That's a bank. That's a credit line right there, right? So you could do this too. You just got to follow the right steps. No skipping steps, okay? So ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, feel free to schedule a free business credit consultation by going to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Check out my blog, which got a bunch of stuff, right? It's like Christmas on my blog. I'm trying to tell you. Just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/blog, right? And we got all of these social media platforms, including Spotify, our podcast, right? Check out the podcast on Spotify. It's called Business Credit is Real, all right? So if you got any questions, make sure you hit me up. Oh, I got these ebooks also. Check out the ebooks at businesscreditbuilder.us/ebooks, and they start at $10, right? Boom, what up, okay? Make sure you schedule your free business credit consultation at businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Take down my contact information. The telephone is 404-500-9687. And the email, Noel, N-O-E-L, at businesscreditbuilder.us. And get started now, building your business credit and accessing funding to build and grow your business. Everyone, thank you all for joining. Make sure you on the YouTube, make sure you go to YouTube, right? Go to the website, click on the YouTube button, like, follow, all that stuff on the YouTube channel, right? Okay. So make sure y'all contact me. What? I got you, right? Y'all have a good day. We're going to stop the share. Everyone, anybody got any questions out there? I see y'all out there. Hello? Anybody thank got you. Any questions? I didn't know y'all was even in there. All right, go
I
ahead.
I didn't have no questions, but I just wanted to say thank you for the information.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I want to thank you as well. Thank you.
Monica, what up? All right.
Hey.
All right, Monica in here. Let's see who else is in here. Sabrina, right? Queen Key, what up? Terry, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good evening. Yo, it's quiet. I didn't even know yo was there. What's up? Y'all got some questions? What's up?
I think I have questions once I get started.
Okay, you definitely will have questions once you get started. No doubt about it. All right, everybody, we're going to end this. I do this once a week, just about. And check out all the info, you know. This is going to be on my YouTube channel shortly. So stay up. Have a good holiday, everybody. Bless.
Thank you. You too.
Well,
bye. Hold on. Something's in the chat. Let me see what's in the chat there before I sign out of here. What's in here? Chats. Oh, Sabrina said thank you. All right. Everybody, peace. Yeah.